This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
Keep on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news today right here on my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, wherever they're listening to us from, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes to all of those roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, William and the gang up there in Wyoming and Montana, plus to our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia, thanks for what you do, and also to the marine folks working out there in the boats, the merchant marine guys and gals, thank you for what you do. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
There you are. All right. We teased Iran a little bit. And the big thing that I noticed about Iran is that they've got the coronavirus outbreak going on there pretty much big time. Our government came out and just made a generalized statement that anybody coming in from Iran or that had passed through Iran on aircraft had to go into selected airports to be checked for coronavirus, not anywhere. They just can't fly into anywhere, but they got to go into certain airports, and we'll see how that works out.
Well, the scarier part of Iran is their stockpile of enriched uranium. It's actually tripled here since November.
Sure.
Now, this is low enriched uranium, so it only had to go through one more step in order to be, which is a short technical step, in order to be weapons grade. But what is the other scary thing is their stock of heavy water, and the number and the type of centrifuges that it operates. And then the third thing is that we have actually found two additional undeclared locations. And the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, has sent a letter asking to inspect the two other sites. Tehran has denied that, which was, in fact, part of the comprehensive joint plan of action. So now this puts some very interesting pressure on the other signatures, signature countries on the joint plan of action, including Germany, France, and Britain. So, yeah, there's going to be a different kind of conversation that the United States, especially our State Department, is going to be having with all things dealing with Iran, way beyond the coronavirus.
Okay, and we'll just see what happens, because somewhere along the line, again, We don't have any treaty that we're involved in anymore, so I don't know what we're going to really do there other than more boycotting, I guess, or more sanctions.
I would suppose, but we'll put some pressure on Germany, France, and Britain that they need to do the same thing.
Okay, let's talk about the coronavirus here in the United States for just a second here. I don't want to dwell on it because you can talk about it all night long and it's not going to create, get to the cause of the problem. Now, in my military news at the bottom of the hour, I talked about the fact that the military is working very hard right now to find a vaccine, and they've got all the capabilities of the military, and they got lots of them, working on this virus, and we're being told that they're making some really strong progress right now.
Well, a vaccine is one thing, and I'm happy that we've got so many entities, including Israel, that is working on vaccines. The bigger part of all of this is, one, is existing treatment, two, the test kits, and three, the travel tracing of these people to determine who got it, where they got it, how they got to the United States or any place else for that matter, and then their travel tracing once they got to the United States. We keep hearing this term community spread. What the heck does that mean? For instance, you've got this location, this nursing home location in the state of Washington.
Nine people dead so far out of there.
Yeah. Right. All right. Well, something happened. There's some person that's the culprit at that nursing home, and we're not hearing about that. The other piece is now that I think that we've got an Amazon facility that looks like they have some infection, too.
Yeah, in Seattle.
Uh-huh. So that's the bigger challenge, as I see it. It is not so much vaccine. We have a bigger challenge in shadowing people and who they are and where they came from and so forth. For instance,
yeah,
the University of Connecticut. This is just a for instance. You can probably look at a lot of universities. University of Connecticut's got 600 students in Italy right now.
Hold that thought. Okay, and folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, we'll also mention J.P. Morgan. They are testing a U.S. virus plan by having thousands of people stay home and telecommuting. And they're seeing how that's working out. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Ugh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and right there on the right tab, the right side tab, you'll see the red, white, and blue USCCA logo. Click on that logo, you'll have an opportunity to do a couple of things. Number one, you'll have an opportunity to win a free gun. That's a free gun a day giveaway every day, different gun every day. Sign up for that, and then you'll see the contest to win the $25,000 being given out after Labor Day to one lucky winner. And that is something that's some big-time stuff, and I hope you'll be able to sign up for that and take part in that. And then after you get done doing all of that, take a look at what membership might mean to you in the USCCA, because there's three levels of membership. And you can do all that by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com and clicking on the USCCA logo link that's right there on the right tab of the home page. And good luck to you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, come in.
Hello.
Now, finish your thought about the Iranian and the students that are over there.
Well, no, that was Italy.
Okay, well.
We have another problem, and we've got an awful lot of universities that part of the classes that these students are taking are in Italy and wherever else they are in the world, so it's going to put a lot of pressure on our diplomatic corps to figure out what we're going to do to get, one, those students back, if we get them back, and then, you know, do they end up getting quarantined? It's a mess.
Well, they're supposed to, and by the way, we've got people flying around, driving around in and out of these areas, taking trains in and out of these areas, so there's a lot of movement going on.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to trace people. Is really a Herculean task.
Now, I want to talk briefly about the tornadoes last night in Nashville. Of course, we have an affiliate up there in Hermitage, Tennessee. And Terry, our overnight worker was in the middle of all that, and he was letting me know what was going on. We also had a truck driver in the middle of all that, concerned about being out on the highway, and he was just trying to get out of the way and find a place where he could stop safely. He finally did. He pulled into the Flying J west of Nashville, if you will. But 25 people confirmed dead, 77 missing. The damage is going to be in the tens, if not hundreds of millions. That one airport with all the private jets, all the entertainers' jets that were there, some of them literally looked like they were just thrown in a pile. There's going to be a lot of damages and a lot of cleanup going to have to take place there.
Yes, sir. But, you know, I think they're certainly up to it. But I think they're going to get a lot of outside help, and rightly so.
Yeah, and ironically, tonight we've got some severe thunderstorm warnings again up for Louisiana and Mississippi over into Georgia. And it's right along I-20 again. It's along that same line, only this is a little bit further south of where it was last night. So please be careful and pay attention. All right, the Supreme Court is debating the power of the presidency. What's this all about?
Well, this is an interesting case. We have something called the, I actually interviewed one of the lawyers on this one a day before yesterday. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which, by the way, is a concoction of Elizabeth Warren prior to when she was a senator. And when Trump came in and put in Mick Mulvaney over there about a year and a half ago, Mick Mulvaney said it's probably the most corrupt agency that we have. But the power of the presidency is, the debate on this one is to remove the head of the Consumer Financial Protection Board, because the way the law was written under Obama in cadence with Elizabeth Warren when she was a professor at Harvard is they're judicial, whatever the word is,
uh-huh.
Meaning that they can impose a fine on any company, meaning a lender, payday lenders, cryptocurrency, student loans, all these other kinds of things. And the person that they levy a fine on, for whatever reason, has no recourse in a court. They can't go to a court system. And they rally a board, if you will, or a panel to decide whether some fine ought to be imposed for whatever reason. They choose to do one. And then if there's an argument or so forth, they can increase that fine to whatever they want. Also, if the person that's head of the board does something wrong, the president does not have the power to remove that person. So, in other words, they are an independent government agency that nobody has any checks and balances or oversight over. None, period. End of report. Zero. So what's before the Supreme Court is ensuring or arguing that the president should have the power to remove the head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So that's what's at argument. You've already got three of the justices that are fighting back on this one based on their questions and the president's power, and that includes Sotomayor, Kagan, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So we'll see where that goes, but I watched some of that argument yesterday, and it's pretty fascinating.
All right. Now, in Israel, Bibi Netanyahu's future is still uncertain after the election. He's got 59 seats now, not 60, 59, needs two more to have the all-together majority.
For our government.
Yep. How's he going to do that?
He'll do some negotiating with some of the other parties. He may even get another seat from the Blue and White Party or one of the others. So he still has some work to do. He's still in the same very same position he was the last time.
Right. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens. By the way, I want to once again thank Minnesota for shunning the Bernie Sanders, the Ilhan Omar duo. with their big thing that they tried to do over the weekend up there, come vote for us because we have the issue and whatever. But in the Democratic presidential primary, and she is this is the first showing of the fact that she is actually in trouble up there, which is a good thing for her reelection bid.
Well, I'm not convinced, and I'm fine with Sanders losing Minnesota. That's fine with me. But they give it to Biden. I really want to ask these voters when they voted for Biden yesterday, what was it they voted for? Because late last night, I decided, let's go over to his official campaign website and let's take a long look at some of his policies, some of his plans or policies that these politicians put out to see what he's really selling. There's not a single policy or plan on his website. So what are they voting for? He doesn't talk, there's nothing there about immigration, there's nothing there about health care, there's nothing there about prescription drugs, there's nothing about education, there's nothing about any foreign policy, there's nothing. So he just gets out on these stumps and talks in platitudes that we're going to go after the NRA and we're going to do this and we're going to give Medicare and blah, blah, blah. Well, there's no plan, there's no cost to the plan, there's nothing he's suggesting. There's zero there. Zero.
Okay.
What are they voting for? Who do they use? These voters use as a reference?
Don't know.
It's a mind blow.
Don't know. How about the president saying that he spoke to the Taliban leader and had a good talk with him? What's this all about?
Oy vey. Yeah, I don't know. But I will tell you this. It seems here in the last few hours that the United States decided to target a Taliban stronghold since signing the peace agreement.
Uh-huh.
So we have already struck a site in southern Helmand province where we had some Taliban fighters that were hitting a checkpoint, an Afghan checkpoint. So things went sideways with the Taliban fighters, and we said, okay, well, we're not going to deal with that. So we hit them with an airstrike.
Well, so, I'm not surprised. Are you?
Well, I mean, well, here we are. We're supposed to be in a quiet period. That's so much for that.
Yep, but if they attack us, we attack them back, and I understood that was the game plan, too. And I'm talking, folks, to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Well, finally, Representative Steny Hoyer, number two in the House under Nancy Pelosi, says the House is going to vote soon on the Trump War Powers limitation there.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't mean anything.
All righty, here comes the music. I'll have to say howdy, howdy. See you tomorrow, and stay low.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with our next military and veterans news segment right here. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Our coverage continues of Super Tuesday as voters in 14 states went to the primary polls today. With a look at what's shaping up to be a big night for Joe Biden, here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Chris, Joe Biden winning Virginia, North Carolina, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Bernie Sanders winning in his home state of Vermont and Colorado. Right now, Texas and Minnesota, too close to call.
Thank you, Robin. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is looking forward to next Tuesday's primary in Michigan, saying at a town hall in Detroit this evening she's the woman who can beat Donald Trump.
I'm fighting back! Fighting back is an act of patriotism!
About a third of the primary delegates are up for grabs in today's balloting, California with the most at 415. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their two locations to better serve you. Now you can find out more about them by going online to naa.edu. That's naa.edu and checking them out and ask to take the tour. Here's more right now about them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school, that you are, in fact, coming out of technical schools and vocational schools that teach you a trade that, in most cases, is not going to pay you as much as what you think when you get out there. Because if you're going to be a certified welder or an electrician or a plumber or a carpenter or a pipe filter, a fitter, or maybe you're going to be a heavy equipment operator, or even a truck driver too. Guess what? You're not going to start out at the full salary you think that those guys make, $15, $16, $18 an hour, whatever. You're going to start out as an 80 percenter. You're also going to start out as an apprentice. And as an apprentice, you're going to be such for about a year because most of those jobs are union. And as a result, those are the rules. So that's where you're going to be. Now, how would you like to start out with a 40-hour-a-week job paying you right about $60,000 a year as an aviation maintenance tech using the same skills that you've already got? All it takes is learning a little bit more and becoming a little bit more versed in what you do, and you certainly could be an aviation maintenance tech in 14 short months and be well on your way to a tremendous career making a lot of money every year after that. Now, want to make a six-figure salary? Easy to do. Apply yourself. Use your God-given ability, and it can be done. So all you got to do is go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. That's all you got to do. That's your first step. Now, they have two locations, two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, here in the west side of Tampa Bay, directly across the way from Tampa. So check them out online, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or call them at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. National Aviation Academy. All right. Now, the Army, have you heard of the program called The Voice? I'm sure most of you have. The Army is going to have a recruiter making a debut performance singing on NBC's The Voice. Now, the U.S. Army Recruiting Command said this is a series of a series in which there's going to be other military people on board, but first time up, it'll be an Army recruiter singing on the program, The Voice. So they didn't tell us who it was, but check it out. I'm not sure when The Voice is. I'm sure it's different times around the country. The Navy is in the process of selecting the first students to major in information technology, data science, and engineering at the Naval Community College, part of a series of reforms designed to change the way the Sea Service educates its personnel in an era of great power competition. Now, the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, NCIS, took corrective action against seven special agents after the war crimes case against Special Warfare Operator Chief Edward Eddie Gallagher collapsed. The corrective action against the agents, don't know what that was, but I'm sure it meant disciplinary action of some sort or another because of what we heard took place. By the way, the Chief of Naval Operations sounds off with all due respect about how the Navy trains and deploys crews. Stung by the Pentagon criticism over how the Navy trains and deploys its crews, the Navy's top officer publicly pushed back, saying his fleet has made every commitment, every deployment that they've ever been directed to do. Well, I'm sure they have. By the way, the Navy SEALs are now training with Serbians as the United States works towards a friendship in a Russian-influenced nation. U.S. Special Operations Command Europe is aiming to make inroads in a region where Russian influence is remaining very strong. And we'll let you know more about that because that's going to be a tough road to go down there. Bosnia, Serbia, that group over there. By the way, the Air Force is calling off its fly-only track experiment, despite high hopes for the program that would have been aimed at retaining full-time pilots. There are only two airmen currently utilizing Air Mobility Command's Aviator Technical Track, also known as the fly-only track. There are no plans to expand the program any further, and the command's top general said that they probably are going to just cancel it altogether. Now, crew members of a U.S. gunship that kept Islamic State fighters at bay during a medical evacuation in Afghanistan last spring were awarded special medals for heroism, including two Distinguished Flying Crosses with a designation for acceptability, meritorious actions in combat. Kudos and congratulations to them. The Marine Corps, the commander of a Marine Reserve aerial refueling squadron in Texas, was relieved of his command for a loss of trust and confidence in his ability to lead. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen a lot, but it happened in this case. And two Iwo Jima veterans, 199-197, met on the 75th anniversary of the battle. The two nearly 100-year-old veterans of the Battle of Iwo Jima in Japan met for the first time on its 75th anniversary in a ceremony aboard another of the battle veterans, the battleship New Jersey, that was there. Now, the exposure to toxic chemicals has become a top issue for veterans organizations. Remember, we talked about the burn pits and all that stuff. Toxic exposure, a high veteran suicide rate, and accommodating of the Department of Veterans Affairs' fastest-growing demographic, the women, are amongst the issues that veterans service organizations have brought up to Congress this year. All of the major organizations have been talking about it. We'll see where it goes. And the Veterans Affairs workers that were left out of the new parental leave benefits granted to other federal workers last year could see that oversight fixed under new legislation moving through the House, and that would be a good thing for them. Also, let's not forget the Pentagon. Department of Defense has launched a deep dive study into the industrial base for hypersonic weapons in order to understand the weak spots in America's drive towards the high-speed offensive and defensive technology. And the former space acquisitions officer, retired Major General Roger Teague, will serve as the CEO of Predasar, a new satellite company specializing in synthetic aperture radar. Malaysia's Army Chief confirmed the country will receive the first of six light attack helicopters this year, with Malaysian personnel bound for training inside the United States. Now, a company by the name of Parrot, P-A-R-R-O-T, which is a company that makes different items for the military, they're out of France. They say there's no perfect small drone in the military market. The right mix of utility, disposability, cost, and compactness is a hard combination to find. But with Parrot, a drone company headquartered in Paris, France, the Swiss Army is giving them a chance to see if they have what it takes to make what they want, a miniature drone. We'll see how that works out. By the way, there's already some of those around, but we'll see how they work out with what they got. All right, coming back, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming back with us. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends down there at Mixon's Roadside Cafe, where I will be for lunch on Thursday afternoon from 12 noon to 1:30. Mixon's Roadside Cafe inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm Retail Store, located at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. Now, for you folks that are down here from the north, you got those little tourist books that tells you where to go. You look in there under Bradenton, it says Mixon's Fruit Farm. Well, inside Mixon's Fruit Farm is the Mixon's Roadside Cafe. Now, they got a couple new sandwiches, and we're going to introduce one of them when we get there. We're going to call it the Captain's Club. How's that? The Captain's Club when we get there. You're going to like it. Really like it. And I've also got the head of the meatball sub down there, too. So, the Mixon's renowned Cuban sandwich, part of the menu, and the grandma's pot roast, and the BLT, and the amazing Superman and nightclub sub. Now they're going to have a meatball sub. The Captain's Club is going to be in there, the pork lift burger, large and in charge. And don't forget, for dessert, so is the orange swirl ice cream. Now that's Chris Markowski's favorite. So stop on in the Mixon's Groveside Cafe, 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida, today. And I'll see you there Thursday for lunch. All right, Mr. Ice Cream, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello.
Good morning.
You could use some ice cream today, right?
Oh, orange squirrel is one. It's a treat, there's no doubt.
Guarantee that one. All right. How about the big old Super Tuesday? What did you think about all that? Were you surprised by anything?
Not really. I mean, I think it came down the way everybody thought it was going to come down when all was said and done. I do think a lot of this Joe Biden is completely out and dead, you know, which happened after Iowa and New Hampshire was a bit overblown. I think that it was expected that he was going to win a lot of these states, especially in the South. I think where it got real close, we ended up pulling it out, was in Texas. The delegate count is very, very tight, but it looks like it's, you know, basically it's between them two, Bobby and Bloomberg. I mean, I don't know how he's going to stay in the race. I mean, he can do whatever he wants. He's got the money. The one I was surprised with, actually, was Elizabeth Warren not even winning her home state.
Right. Finished third, way back.
Yeah, you think about it, she was the darling of the media. She was the media's candidate. New York Times endorsed both her and Klobuchar. You know, as a nominee. I mean, she couldn't win her home state. Now, what I think is going to happen, because she said yesterday she's not dropping out, I think that there's, you know, obviously some horse trading going on, where someone had said to her, hey, Elizabeth, you know, maybe we'll get you a job in the administration, or maybe even be the vice president if you stay in the race.
Right.
She stays in the race, she takes votes away from Bernie Sanders and makes it more difficult for him.
Right. You're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Don't have any doubts at all about that. You're absolutely, positively right. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Now, let's take a look at some of the states that were won. Biden won Alabama, Arkansas, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. Bernie Sanders won California, Colorado, Utah, and Vermont. Maine is still up for grabs, too close to call. Biden is up by about 1,600 votes, and they're probably going to have to do a recount on that one.
Yeah. Again, a lot of these states are not winner take all. So you know, that they share the delegates if it's close, so it makes it even tighter. It still looks like at this rate we're heading towards a brokered convention. New York, again, with Bloomberg basically out of it, how that was going to fall, because they have a bunch of delegates there, is going to be, I think, a big deal to try to separate these two. But, you know, it's going to be tight, but it looks broken.
Well, you know, the big thing with me was I was watching Minnesota, because I made a big statement and got up on my soapbox and said the people of Minnesota needed to wake up. And after I saw Bernie Sanders on stage with Ilhan Omar, hands locked in, waving them up, victory and all that sort of stuff, I said, folks, you can't vote for Bernie Sanders. You got to vote against him, because you cannot show the world that you're still supporting this Ilhan Omar, and I'll be doggone if he didn't do it.
Well, Ilhan Omar also, you know, she's from Minnesota. She won in Minnesota. So it kind of shows you where, you know, what many people in Minnesota, where they their ideology lies. I mean, it's a very, very liberal state, Minnesota. Very, very liberal.
They're not happy anymore with her. They're really not happy. She's done nothing for them but cause them grief.
Let's remember, I know it was his home state, but Minnesota was the only state that Reagan didn't win, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Mondale's from Minnesota, but still, he lost it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very liberal state.
Yeah. So there you go. We'll see. Now, the other thing is we have got Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, yesterday when we talked about this briefly, we thought he had 60 seats. He doesn't. He's got 59. He needs two more to govern. Can he do it?
I don't know. Is it going to put together a coalition? No.
Yeah. But he's, the one coalition he's got with him, though, gives him, with the 37 that he won, gives him 59.
Oof, boy, they're going to do another election there?
They would if he doesn't get the votes to govern. Mm-hmm.
They already had three, right?
Yep, they'll have another one.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. That's a lot of money to blow on elections over the course of the year and spend on that. Oh, my God. I mean, it's got to get people, I've got to get somewhat tired of it after a while. You know, Europe has this, many European parliaments have the same issue too, where they end up putting together a coalition with other parties, a bunch of them, in order to get that leading coalition cutting deals. If it's, you know, hope they can come up with something.
Mm-hmm. Now, the White House has said they're going to tap the disaster fund program to cover virus care for the uninsured if need be.
Yeah. Again, yeah, they've got to stop a any sort of viral pandemic. I think it's probably the right move, without a doubt, to try to nip this thing in the bud sooner rather than later. I do think they're doing a hell of a job so far. I really do, based upon the amount of cases that we're getting and how they're identifying these things and actually shutting it down as best as they can. So that, I think they're doing a great job, and I think it's a smart move.
Also, the Fed made an emergency rate cut yesterday, they say, to battle the coronavirus financial fallout.
I'm not a big fan of it, Matt. To be honest with you, I don't think it's necessary. I think the bond markets have taken the rates down already. I know it's a big thing for Donald Trump. He keeps talking about lowering rates, and trying to, you know, base it upon what's happening in other parts of the world and how their rates are lower. And, it's just like a race to the bottom. And I don't think we need a race to the bottom. I think it's also good for people to have, safe rates of return, where you're getting a reasonable rate of return. Yesterday you've seen the 10-year drop below 1%. Now, you know, if that works its way through to the banks and it gets down at that level, you're going to see mortgage rates come way down, which again, that can be helpful. But it's also not helpful, though, for people who are savers, people putting money away, people who need a safe level of return on their cash and cash equivalents. They're not getting it anymore.
Now, the Supreme Court justices appeared ready to limit the Securities and Exchange Commission's power to recoup billions of dollars, and I don't know where that's going to go. Do you know anything about this case that hit the Supreme Court yesterday?
I'm not sure which. I'm honest. I'm sorry, Matt. I didn't see this one. What was it regarding recouping money from who?
From people that owe the that have built people for stocks and bonds and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, they were talking about this for a while, finding a way to go after them to
right.
Make sure they pay their fines even after they may leave the business or anything like that.
Right.
Sometimes that's great, but sometimes it's difficult to get blood from a stone. And all these people really need to do is declare bankruptcy, and then they'll kind of get them out of it anyway. So it's interesting to see if they'll follow through with that.
Okay, and market right now, investors are reacting to what the Fed is doing. We're gonna just sit back and see what happens today with that cut, whether or not that means anything. Like I say, the futures, I just looked at it a couple seconds ago. I think I'll go over there real quick again and look again. Yep, everything is up. Everything's in the green right now.
Yeah, again, who knows what's going to happen by the end of the day. I mean, it's the news cycle's fast and furious right now. None of the action in the markets right now, I feel, is particularly... What's the word I'm looking for? I guess healthy. I wouldn't put much stock in anything that's taking place right now as far as direction is concerned. I think the market's oversold. And I really need the volatility to come down so we can see, build the type of base for the market to move forward.
Alrighty, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And we're coming right back with Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media. Hold it. It's Colonel Jim Day. Sorry, wrong day of the week. Colonel Jim coming back from the Hillsborough County Republican Party.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.